This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Attorney General William Barr, who has been absent for weeks and weeks, telling the Associated Press, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale," he said, "that could have affected a different outcome in the election." He is either a liar or a fool, or both.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The ballot had a straight party ticket vote for both the Democrat and the Republican. The poll worker then said, "I think I'm going to give it to the Democrats." That's absolutely absurd. That is illegal. The vote should have been tossed out. And then her supervisor defers to her and says, "Well, what do you think?" And I'm like, "Well, what do you think? It doesn't matter what you think. It's the law. Why not give it to the Republicans instead of the Democrats?" The gentleman began screaming at me, and he told her to push the ballot through.
At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, "50 boxes of ballots coming in." Election workers loudly cheer. Woo! Why? Did they know that they were for Biden?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared.
Unchained and unstoppable.
When do you get back to the normal economy? There is a range of when the experts will say you can get to that point. Some say as soon as June. Some say not until September.
Can't hold on much longer.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Remember how when Mueller was the special counsel, he was investigating the collusion hoax? And Adam Schiff said that they needed to pass special legislation to protect the office of the special counsel. So he couldn't be fired by anybody until he completed his august and ever so important investigation into stuff that never happened. Well, now you have a new special counsel, John Durham, and I'm rather skeptical that he'll accomplish anything, just like Lou Dodd said in the intro. But they asked Adam Schiff, does he think special legislation is needed to protect John Durham's investigation of the Russian collusion hoax? And guess what? No, he doesn't think so. He's had an epiphany about special counsels. He thinks they can be abused now, I guess. You know, kind of like Paul Krugman yesterday saying, Joe Biden will be the first president ever to go into office being considered illegitimate by half the population, when in fact Paul Krugman wrote a column in January of 2017 saying that Donald Trump was illegitimate and should never be considered legitimate. But hey, you know, if it weren't for double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, you got it wrong. Those ballots are not illegal and fraudulent. They are simply undocumented.
Yes, they are. Excuse me, I forgot my woke terminology. They are free-range ballots.
Everyone thought we had a good one in Barr. Even the renowned Howie Carr. At first he seemed cool, but he played us the fool. And in the end, his inaction has left a scar.
Hey, I've been known to make a mistake. I voted for Charlie Parker once. I guess I voted for him twice, actually, in 2010 when he lost and 2014 when he won. I've made mistakes. Mistakes I've made a few, as Frank Sinatra would say. And I liked Barr's speeches. He really seemed to strike the right chord in his interviews. But now he's let us down. You're absolutely right, Limerick guy. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This year, missing the annual migration of the Canadian snowbirds as they make their way south to Florida. Since it's not safe for them to cross the border and drive their self-contained motor home south, they'll board a plane with a couple of hundred people and fly. That's the great thing about science. Everyone has an opinion.
Owie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I don't know who this Julie Annie person is or why she keeps talking about irregularity. The fact is, I'm plenty regular. That's why I can't leave the basement without the pens. I mean it.
Mr. Vice President, since this is like being in combat wearing a mask, are you going to have a choice between a ribbon or a medal, or is it going to depend on what state of lockdown you were, what your combat theater was?
Is it just me, or does Trump's legal team resemble the island of misfit toys?
I think they're doing the best they can. It sometimes seems, though, that everybody's going off in different directions. Like, I expected a press conference today, and it was very entertaining what happened in Atlanta, but it was a rally. I mean, they were just exhorting everybody to get out to the Capitol tomorrow for these hearings. I guess maybe it worked, but I don't know how much it really helps for Lynn Wood to go out there and say if the two incumbent Republican senators, Perdue and Loeffler, won't support a special session of the legislature, you shouldn't vote for them. And these guys are the lawyers for Donald J. Trump, who's coming down to Valdosta, Georgia, to hold a rally on Saturday night for these two senators that Lynn Wood is saying maybe you shouldn't vote for. It's not staying on message.
Is it just me or...
Attorney General Barr saw nothing, saw nothing.
Oh, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to be compared to Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
Hey, Howie, I just got a postcard from Georgia Votes. They're telling me if I have a split personality, both personalities are eligible to vote.
That was one thing I did like that Lynn Wood said. We don't want to be voting in these special elections on computers from China. I like that. That was good.
Oh, man, Kamala. All you can manage was a broken foot. If you want to get the job finished, just call old Bubba. We got a wide variety of options for you to choose from, like the Foster, the McDougal, or my favorite, the Epstein.
Now. Kamala just picked a new chief of staff, and she used to work for Bill Clinton. I'll let you read up on the theories about her and what she was doing when she was working for President Clinton.
Yeah, this is Plugs. It just seems like a distant memory, working in the coal mines in Anchorage, Kentucky, 2 miles down in the earth. Oh.
Yeah, he was a coal miner in Wales. You thought he was from Scranton? No, actually, he was from Wales in the 1988 presidential election. He didn't make it that in 1988. He got knocked out in 1987 for faking that speech from the British Labour Party leader.
The daredevil attitude towards the vaccine reminds me of the old Mapo commercial. You'll try it. No, you'll try it. Thanks for being Marky, Britain.
I don't understand. They're saying that certain groups have to get it first, and certain groups are demanding that they get it first. And then you read these polls, and half the people have been scared by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into thinking it's some kind of poison, or Al Sharpton says it's the new Tuskegee experiment, meaning they're not going to be treated. They're going to get this fake placebo vaccine so they can die. I mean, how many people are going to be lining up for this thing? I think that's a serious question. And of course, Cuomo is also promoting the fear of the vaccine.
Hey, I heard Charlie Parker say two things.
Yeah, he did not respond very well. We played some cuts last night of him being asked by a reporter, a real reporter for once, why he never talked about deaths. It was always about testing and positive cases and contact tracing, none of which really means anything ultimately. And he just hemmed and hawed and stuttered and stammered. This is the only thing he's been working on for 8 months, and he doesn't have a legitimate answer because, you know what? There is no legitimate answer for these to justify these lockdowns.
It was nice of Obama to remind his fellow Democrats that the best way to get their policies through is to lie about them.
Yeah, you know, he could have added, come to think of it. Look, if you want to get something through like I did with Obamacare, here's an example. If you like your health care, you can keep your health care. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And you know what? My plan is going to save you $2,500 a year in premiums. And I got it passed. And it was all lies.
Frankly, I don't think Joe Biden has a leg to stand on.
No, he doesn't. But his foot feels fine. The Cracker Jack Biden press corps got to the bottom of that mystery yesterday.
Mr. President-elect, how does your foot feel? How's your foot?
Good. Thank you, Brad.
How does your foot feel?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern time. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we may play it at Chop Chumps. That's the podcast that we post every night around 7 o'clock of the messages that didn't make the broadcast version of the Chump Line. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This year, missing the annual migration of the Canadian snowbirds as they make their way south to Florida. Since it's not safe for them to cross the border and drive their self-contained motorhome south, they'll board a plane with a couple hundred people and fly. That's the great thing about science. Everyone has an opinion.
Everyone thought we had a good one in FAR, even the renowned Howie Carr. At first he seemed cool, but he played us the fool. And in the end, his inaction has left a scar.
Scar and car. I don't like that rhyme. I don't like that rhyme at all. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr. The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. My silver bullet holiday gift idea, Raycon wireless earbuds with seamless Bluetooth pairing and premium audio quality. Raycons are perfect for calls or music, for work or for play, at home or on the go. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will we be back to normal before September of 2021?
No, I don't think so.
67% say no.
I was just thinking about this during the break. I was looking over ESPN to see what the score was in the football game. They're playing a football game on Wednesday afternoon. Did you, a year ago, could you ever have imagined that? Not that it's a major thing, but on a Wednesday afternoon, they're playing a football game. It's all because of COVID, of course. All right. 844-500-4242. Did you see this Jen Psaki, I guess her name is, P-S-A-K-I. She used to work for John Kerry in the State Department, and she's going to be the press spokesman for Joe Biden if he gets to the White House. And so when she was in Russia with Kerry back in 2014, she put on a hat. She had a picture taken of her hat wearing it. It's called a pink. It's called a shapka, a pink shapka. It's a fur hat, and it had the communist hammer and sickle logo. Okay, so she puts on a hammer and sickle logo on her hair and has her picture taken with a Russian leader, and not to mention live shot Kerry. And so it goes viral, and she's taken a lot of grief about it, obviously. And so USA Today, which is really becoming, it's really become a terrible newspaper. It was never that great, but it's really become terrible. It did a fact check on this picture. It's you can't deny that, and she doesn't deny that the picture was taken and that she was wearing a hammer and a sickle, a symbol of the USSR, which killed tens of millions of people in the 20th century. So USA Today wrote the claim, a photo shows Jen Psaki wearing a hammer and sickle hat while posing with officials from Russia. Our ruling? Missing context. What's the context? So if you go to Germany, can you put on a swastika? Is that okay? Is that so you're missing the context? You were just trying to be friendly to some German? The fact check explained, the image is real, but claims that the hat was anything more than a gift or that Psaki was with Russian officials in any capacity beyond her official role was missing context. Nobody said she was. It's just it's a picture of her wearing the hammer and sickle, and now she may be the spokesman for the President of the United States.
A lot of people hate this hat. It angers a lot of people, just the sight of it.
Who said that?
It was John Candy from Uncle Buck. A lot of people hate this hat. Angers people, just the sight of it. I'll tell you a story about that on the way to school.
So listen to what she tweeted out last night. For anyone who hasn't been the target of Russian propaganda, the purpose is to discredit powerful messengers. Who knew she was a powerful messenger? And to spread misinformation to confuse the public. Anyone who repeats it is, unwitting or not, simply a puppet of the propaganda machine. Boy, talk about chutzpah. I mean, she's the one who posed in the hat, not the conservatives who tweeted it out and said, good choice of chapeau, headgear. Good Lord. I mean, would you ever pose with a hat that had the hammer and sickle on it? I don't think it would make you too popular in most segments.
But if you wear a MAGA hat, you get canceled immediately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, make America great again? Though, that's terrible. That's a terrible thing to do. But if you show someone wearing the hammer and sickle hat, then you are a tool of Russia. Just you know, like Carter Page or George Papadopoulos or Donald Trump Jr. Long Island, Brookhaven party with nearly 400 broken up over pandemic violations. A planned party in Brookhaven with up to 500 attendees was broken up over violation of pandemic restrictions. This is in Suffolk County. You know who owns the place? Rapper Kid Panic. One of my favorites, Kid Panic. Kid, what were you thinking of? You panicked everybody. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. How Andrew Cuomo is this headline? This is from the New York Post. It's on the front page. Cuomo says Fed's not providing vaccine funds, despite New York having $7.5 million available. Okay. All right. So Joe Biden said today that, it's like being in combat wearing a mask. Actually, in some locations, like say Ashburnham, where the two young women were spit on by the Democrat campaign contributor. Not wearing a mask is more like being in combat. And this is a male Karen stalking a woman for not wearing a mask in the store. Listen to this. Cut 22.
Get away
from
me.
Put your f***ing mask on.
I'm sorry. You can walk away from me right now, sir.
Put your mask on.
Get away from me,
please.
Put
it on. Does it bother anybody else that she doesn't have to wear a mask that we all do?
Just go away. Stay 6 feet away from me, then.
No.
Get away from me.
No.
Do you need me to call security?
Yeah.
Please get away from me right now.
No.
You don't know why. You don't need to come near me.
She has it on her damn hand.
Get away from me. Walk away from me, sir. Please get away from me.
You don't care.
Leave me alone.
She
stay 6 feet away from me, then.
Not infect my
God, get out of here. I know who you voted for.
Oh, man. What a great kicker. It's perfect. It was a great cut. And then the end, it just goes, oh, that was great. Thanks for pulling that one there, Taylor.
Do I know what you like or do I know what you like?
That was the whole point. That was like an audio version of my column today about the guy who was spitting at those women in Ashburnham, and now he's up on felony charges in Worcester County. And so actually one of the listeners told me, check out his FEC report, Federal Election Commission. Sure enough, $1,600 to Joe Biden and $1,600 more to all these other nut Democrat candidates.
I love how the guy in this cut was just walking up and trying to get support from strangers. Doesn't this bother you? And they're like, no, it doesn't. Leave her alone.
I know. You know, they're going to call the cops. I think the cops would have taken that guy away, just like they lugged the 71-year-old spitter, who's a Biden voter and a Biden contributor. Kim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask. I'm so confused because, you know, I'm a business owner. And I have cameras in my business to help protect me from fraud. I got a camera in my house so I can watch my pets. We're in the age of video that is everywhere, and I don't understand why there isn't actual video footage of these people who are collecting the votes. I don't understand why any video footage I've seen has been through a window by a person on their cell phone. It hasn't been actual video footage in the building for to actually protect against fraud. Like, there should be video of envelopes going in trash.
I think there is some video around. I don't know how much there is, but there is video. Let's just play a couple of these cuts from the hearings that have been going on here. And again, I don't have the exact answer to you, but I mean, they do have this. I tell you, the one that really gets me, and I would really like to see him find this guy and put him under oath, is one of the guys from one of these voting companies. I think it's Dominion. And he's at an Antifa meeting or something. He says, don't worry about Trump. I've taken care of that. He's going to lose. I mean, his name—they know his name. He went to graduate school in computer technology at the University of California, Berkeley. So you know, you got to figure. Odds are he's a radical, and he is. But he's disappeared. He's gone. Let's play cut seven. This is about the ballots that were going from Bethpage, New York, to Pennsylvania. Cut seven.
This evidence demonstrates, and it's through eyewitness testimony that's been corroborated by others through their eyewitness statements, that 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York, to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared.
Not in an alien abduction sense of the word, but just they lost track of them, obviously. And I think we know where, if it's true, where a lot of them turned up. This is from Michigan. cut number, this is a poll watcher in Michigan. And again, Rudy's going to be in Michigan in about a little under a half an hour to be testifying before a Michigan House committee. Cut 12.
I observed stations where election workers were working on scanned ballots that had issues that needed to be manually corrected. I believe some of these workers were changing votes that had been cast for Donald Trump other than Republican candidates. I observed ballots with cursive writing notes at the top right-hand corner. I observed a lot of them. Let's say a count, maybe about 100 of them or more. I also observed these ballots did not have ballot codes on them. The one, you know, you tear at the top, no ballot code numbers.
So they can't be tracked back. That's part of the whole scam. And that's why it's so hard to, quote unquote, prove anything. This is a Michigan poll challenger, Christy Klammer. Cut 14, more Michigan stuff.
So I witnessed 46 ballots get put in manually, meaning they were not in the electronic system and they were not in the paper poll books. I recorded each name and ballot number along with how they had the birth date of 1/1/1900. I witnessed majority of these ballots being entered between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. on November 4th. I was unable to challenge a ballot due to the consistent intimidation, harassment, and verbal attacks throughout the day. This came from Democrat challengers, independents, a lawyer, team leaders, supervisors. I was threatened to be escorted out by a Democrat lawyer.
They were threatening her. Cut 13.
At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, 50 boxes of ballots coming in. Election workers loudly cheered, woo! Why? Did they know that they were for Biden? Was it a Biden dump? We don't know, huh? About 4:50 a.m., I witnessed a man spraying a chemical inside the ballot. It could have been air, but I also saw him put whiteout tape up inside of there, and he was walking around with this whiteout tape during the whole night.
I think most of these people have put this in sworn affidavits, and so they could be technically charged with perjury if they lied. But they sound pretty believable to me. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, Howie.
Hi. Okay, I don't think we're going to get Andy. Call back, Andy. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Howie. Quick point. My mom is in a nursing home up in Maine, and she's 70 years old, and she has to wear a mask. And my sister would visit before they shut down everything, maybe a half hour. But my point is, my mom would always have to wear a mask. The nurse staff has to wear a mask. And yet my mother ended up getting tested positive for coronavirus over the Thanksgiving weekend. And she went to the hospital, and they treated her, and I called the hospital myself. She had required a little bit of oxygen with a nasal and remdesivir and some sort of steroid. And by Saturday or Sunday, she was being transferred back to the regular floor, just regular, whatever they call that, care unit. And,
yeah.
The point where I'm getting at this is, if masks are so bulletproof, and these nursing staffs have to wear them, and the elderly have to wear them, how did the coronavirus mysteriously find its way in there? And before you elaborate on that, I just want to say one quick thing. Every time Taylor asks me my name, that's a no-brainer. It's Jason, and I always say the trucker from Maine. But I travel all over the states, and right now I just come out of Georgia. I'm in Tennessee on my way back to Maine. But got to come up with some sort of nickname for me or something when I call in for you.
I'm trying to think of something. What county do you live in?
I live in Kennebec County, so I'm.
Okay,
you're going to be
Kennebec Jason. Okay, just identify yourself as Kennebec Jason. Okay.
Well, we have Uber Jason. He can be Trucker Jason.
That's true. That's even better. He could be okay. Be. Yeah, see, it's the person who just filled it in doesn't even know how to spell Kennebec. So it's probably better to be Trucker Jason. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jason. All right. He's right about the mask. There was another good column about this, the strangely unscientific masking of America, about how it turned overnight in March. You know, it was masks were absurd. One day, and the next day, it was like it was part of your uniform, as Joe Biden would, I guess, call it. At the tail end of March, when face masks suddenly became synonymous with morality, I remember that day. This is a woman that works for the American Institute for Economic Research. Either one cared about the lives of others and donned the mask, or one was selfish and refused to do so. This shift occurred virtually overnight. Only a day or two before, I had associated this attire solely with surgeons and people living in heavily polluted regions. Now my friend's favorite pastime during our weekly Zoom sessions was excoriating people for running or socializing without masks in Prospect Park. She's from Brooklyn. I was mystified by their certitude that bits of cloths were the only thing standing between us and mass death, particularly when mere weeks prior, the message from medical experts contradicted this new doctrine. On February 29th, for example, the U.S. Surgeon General tweeted, "Seriously, people," and then this is all in caps, "stop buying masks. They are," caps, "not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus." And of course, Anthony Fauci said the same thing on 60 Minutes. But then suddenly, as this woman says, by April, to walk the streets of Brooklyn with one's nose and mouth exposed evoked the sort of reaction that in February would have been reserved for the appearance of a machine gun. Democrat politicians across the board eagerly adopted the garb, meaning masks. Accordingly, all good liberals were wearing masks religiously by the beginning of April. If the science was as airtight as those around me have been claiming, surely masks would have been recommended by January or February, not to mention during prior infectious disease outbreaks, such as the 2009 swine flu. It seemed unlikely that the scientific proof became incontrovertible sometime between late February and late March, particularly in the absence of any new evidence surfacing during that time period. It was a religious awakening, obviously. Perhaps none of this is particularly surprising in this hyper-political era. What is shocking is the scientific community's participation in subverting evidence that does not comport with the consensus. It's not even that surprising anymore. Again, it would have been surprising a year ago, but it's not that surprising now, is it? Although I'm down here in Florida, I watch the weather back home and I see that snow may be coming soon. If you haven't ordered the Gen 40 heater yet, now is the time. My listeners love the Gen 40 heater. Tommy T says we can keep our home thermostat at 65 degrees all the time with the Gen 40 heater, which means they're saving money. My friends at Eden Pure have a new portable infrared heater that lets you turn down your thermostat but keeps your family warm and comfortable. Right, Taylor?
I've used a lot of different heaters, and something I've noticed with many of the products that I've used, they have a tendency to not heat up as quickly or as hotly over a period of time. Usually it takes about a month or so for that to happen, but with a Gen 40 heater, it still starts up right away, maintains a perfect temperature all the time, and has not lost any of the quality that it started with.
And it does not dry out the air, and it is safe. You don't have to worry about a child or a pet coming up to it. It's totally safe in that way, unlike earlier space heaters. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run, saving you money every month. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HowieCar to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HowieCar for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Walter Williams, the economist and also probably the number one fill-in host for Rush Limbaugh until Mark Stein came along, he has died at the age of 84. He was really a good guest host, and he was a very funny guy. And he hated He hated having to go through the airline security gates. And he liked to smoke, too. So he didn't much like spending time in airports. But then who does, right? 844-500-4242. Before we take another call, I want to play the cut from Kayleigh McEnany. We've been talking a lot about the hypocrisy of the Democrats. And we were talking about it seems like every day there's one or two more of them get busted for speaking out of both sides of their mouth, telling their constituents who they see as their subjects to stay home and huddle in fear under the bed and don't go outside and don't visit your friends or your family. And then they just do whatever the hell they please. Cut 19.
They act in a way that their own citizens are barred from acting. Governor Cuomo's decision to impose restrictions on the size of religious gatherings was rebuked by the highest court in the land. But what was Cuomo's response? Instead of showing deference to the Constitution, he attacked the legitimacy of the court. Governor Cuomo said this, "You have a different court," and I think that was the statement that the court was making. "We know who he appointed to the court. We know their ideology." Well, in fact, the ideology of those on the Supreme Court who made the decision to support the First Amendment are in favor of freedom, the Constitution that survives even during a pandemic. This statement from Governor Cuomo strikes at the heart of the issue. Democrats seek control. These images behind me make clear Democrats' mindset. Rules for thee, but not for me.
I guess those were headlines of all these Democrat politicians across the whole continent violating their own rules. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I would like to know if we can't get the CIA, the DOJ, or the FBI to investigate this voter fraud and stuff, who can we turn to?
I think, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell today were talking about the legislatures. You know, it's still in the legislature's court. They can all these states where this massive fraud took place, or most of them, have Republican legislatures. And the Constitution says that the legislature is the ultimate arbiter of who goes to the Electoral College and casts the state's Electoral College votes. So that's why, and if not the legislatures, it's going to be up to the Supreme Court. But that's a very good question, Denise. And I think there's a lot of frustration out there because people know, and they know more every day. You know, even though the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it, it's getting out there what exactly happened and the unprecedented scope of this fraud. Patty, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patty.
Thank you. I'm really upset about masks. And I'm sorry I didn't call sooner. But when we use a mask, we're breathing in our own CO2. And when you breathe in CO2, the reason why we take a breath at night when we're sleeping is based on our CO2 level, not on our oxygen level. Therefore, it's going to take you longer to take a breath.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm just I don't like wearing a mask. I don't like being told that I have to wear a mask. I wear glasses a lot of the time, and the mask fogs up my glasses. I think it's clean. It's just a mark of submission. I think most people. I can't wait until I don't even have to wear it in the supermarket, which is about the only place I ever wear it now. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.